praise you, God of earth and sky. How beautiful is your unfailing love. Unfailing love.
And you never change.
And you never change, God. You remain the Holy One. And my unfailing love. Unfailing love.
You are my rock.
Yeah.
desperate for you, God.
And I'm desperate for you.
And I'm lost without you.
And I'm lost without you.
I'm desperate for you.
And I'm desperate for you.
And I'm lost without you, so lost.
And I'm lost without you.
This is the air I breathe.
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 I invite you now to go into a time of prayer together. God, we come here with many things on our minds and in our hearts this morning, and we lift our spirits up to you together, holding one another, giving strength through our praise and hope through our voices. Today, God, we're aware that some of us may be holding people that we've lost before on this Memorial Day. And we really bring that love here and ask for you to bring blessings in those memories today and hope for tomorrow. May we aspire to the very best of those who have gone before us, the very best parts of you that we have seen in them as well. And today, Holy God, we know that you are a healing God. And today, as we sang at the very beginning, there may be pain, there may be sorrows, but we know and we stand on the promise that there is joy in the morning. And so today we join our voices together in a healing prayer for one another. If you're comfortable, I invite you, you may want to hold hands with the people near you on the row. If you're not, that's okay as well. We're going to pray a corporate prayer. There's a lot of people here I know with healing needs this morning. So we're going to pray a prayer that communities throughout the world pray who are part of the Iona Abbey community. And there is healing in these words. So let's lift our spirits up. Choir, why don't you grab each other's hands and let's just bond together a little bit up here. Okay? And you'll just repeat after me, so you don't have to read the words. You can just go in your spirit. As we pray, Spirit of the Living God,
Spirit of the Living God,
present with us now,
enter your body, mind, and spirit,
and heal you of all that would harm you,
and heal you of all that would harm you. In Christ's name and God's many names,
we pray, amen.
We pray, amen.
May it be so. May there be healing in this place today.
Words of life, of long preserved for our walk in this world, they reside with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart, ancient words ever true, changing me. With open heart, oh, let the angels.
If with heart and soul you're doing good, do you think you can be stopped? Even if you suffer for it, you're still better off. Don't give the opposition a second thought. Through thick and thin, keep your hearts at attention, in adoration before Christ, your Master. Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always with the utmost courtesy. Keep a clear conscience before God, so that when people throw mud at you, none of it will stick. They'll end up realizing they're the ones that need a bath. It's better to suffer doing good, if that's what God wants, than to be punished for doing bad. That's what Christ did definitively. Suffered because of others' sins. The righteous one for the unrighteous ones. He went through it all. Was put to death and then made alive to bring us to God. He went and proclaimed God's salvation to earlier generations who ended up in the prison of judgment because they wouldn't listen. You know, even though God waited patiently all the days that Noah built his ship, only a few were saved then. 8, to be exact. Saved from the water by the water. The waters of baptism do that for you. Not by washing away dirt from your skin, but by presenting you through Jesus' resurrection before God with a clear conscience. Jesus has the last word on everything and everyone, from angels to armies. He's standing right alongside God, and what he says goes.
Amen.
Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us grow.
Series for Eastertide, following Easter, has been called The Greening, and we've talked a lot about the power, really, that Easter power, that resurrection power, the power of new life as The Greening. And today we have a very special guest appearance from someone far away who's going to sing a song about being green for the children, and then Reverend Jacob is going to go into the children's lesson. Would you please welcome Kermit the Frog?
I hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it might be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green, seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things. And people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. And green can be big like a mountain, or important like a river, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder? Why wonder? I'm green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.
If we could get the children to come up, please.